TV satellite trucks and reporters from across the country converged on Cedar Falls, Iowa this week, not because President Obama is visiting the state today, but because the University of Northern Iowa's men's basketball team have become giant killers. They knocked out number one seed Kansas in the NCAA tournament. Iowa Public Radio's Pat Blank reports on how the team and the town are preparing for the Sweet 16.
Northern Iowa head basketball coach Ben Jacobson is quick to admit that his team doesn't have a wow factor.
You know, you look at us on paper, or if you just watch us for a short time, there's nothing that really jumps out at you.
But try telling that to fans who are flabbergasted that 6-foot-tall senior guard Ali Farouk Manesh is on the cover of this week's Sports Illustrated after drilling a 3-point shot near the end of the Kansas game. Such notoriety has come late to these players. Farouk Manesh believes the lack of attention actually makes them play better.
In general, I think our team just has a chip on our shoulders as it is. I mean, just a lot of us have been overlooked in the past, and we kind of have this attitude that we have something to prove out on the court.
7-foot center Jordan Eagleseeder said yes to UNI after the coaching staff noticed him when he was just 14 years old.
I came up here in eighth grade for one of the UNI basketball camps with my high school team. Then after my freshman year of playing JV basketball, they had offered me a scholarship.
One player joined the team after his baseball scholarship was canceled. Two brothers moved here from a small town in Wisconsin. Others transferred from junior colleges. Come game time, it seems to mesh. Along with their 30 wins on the court, the Panthers have also won the hearts of residents here.
UNI fight! UNI fight!
Hundreds gathered yesterday for a send-off ceremony outside the arena. Many arrived in vehicles sporting UNI flags. Others carried handmade signs. All came to watch the team board the bus that would take them to St. Louis for tomorrow night's game against Michigan State. Jack Hovelson of Cedar Falls, wearing his just-off-the-rack, not-yet-washed, purple-and-gold Sweet 16 T-shirt, calls the team the Cardiac Cats.
It just about gives me a heart attack every time I watch them on TV or here. They take you right down to the end, and they just leave you up there, and all of a sudden, Ali or somebody hits one of those impossible shots, and kaboom, and then you float.
Several of these players have names that are sending sports commentators scrambling for pronunciation guides.
Kajoe Ahelegbu. I'm from Minnesota. On paper, it's K-W-A-D-Z-O. It's Kajoe. And the last name is A-H-E-L-E-G-B-E, Ahelegbu. I think it's simple.
Even fans like Sharon Alfritz, who've not met the players, feel like they know them.
Ali, Jake, Adam, I can never say his name. Kajoe, they seem like nice kids.
Sports writers across the country are calling the Panthers a Cinderella team. Maybe Cinderella isn't quite the right term, though. Fans here compare them to superheroes. A sign outside a Cedar Falls bar reads, "Superman wears Farouk Manesh pajamas." For NPR News, I'm Pat Blank in Cedar Falls, Iowa.